Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog, and he has a very interesting case to present today, and certainly is a head-scratcher for sure, Doc.
Hey, Noel. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well. Tell us about this most recent case that you have been following.
Well, and sadly, it's not recent. It goes back to 2022, and this officer was involved in a pursuit, and he pulled over or caused a drug dealer to crash. He then stole the drug dealer's gun, brought it back to his home. The drug dealer was later shot and was in intensive care. There was some days before investigating officers could speak to him, and when they were able to speak to him, they found out that basically he was being he was under a shakedown by Officer Kohler. The FBI
and the officer's name is Reginald Kohler, right?
That's correct. That's correct. Yep. When they pulled a search warrant, went through his house, they found over 100 weapons, some crack cocaine, and I think I forwarded you some of the charges that have now been filed against him. And it's quite extensive. So it looks like some of these involve moving money. So, and then, of course, what's going on with these weapons? Where did they come from? Because this officer was assigned to the 4th District, and that's not where he chased this drug dealer down. He chased him down, is this the 7th? But it was across the river. The 4th District is Algiers.
Right.
And he was across the river when he did this. Anyway, it's an interesting mess, and you have to wonder, why is this officer still employed by the NOPD 3 years later? Just last year, we paid him $95,000, just over $95,000. Why is he still on the force?
So why is he still on the force?
Well, I just don't understand. We have seen officers that have done less, that have been removed quicker. And I know the department is quite concerned about civil service overturning their dismissals, but this one is so egregious, I just can't imagine why we continue to pay this officer.
So let me get this straight. He took evidence from a scene, a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He never logged it in to evidence, so he violated the internal procedures of doing that. They recovered that weapon inside his apartment pursuant to a search warrant?
That's correct. The FBI was called in. They searched his place. And in that particular case, they found more than 100 weapons. Now, there is a charge about those weapons, but it appears to be related to taxes, related to weapons that they're charging him with. So
we know that he's violated all of those internal procedures. The individual that he took down, did that individual also make an allegation that he took his drugs and his money?
He did not, at least in the statement that I have. Now, I am sure there is a more extensive investigation going on, but I just don't have access to that. So what I have is the item number where he was arrested. So the officer was arrested. So, but this has been
so
years.
So three years post-incident, we know that he stole a gun from a crime scene, kept it, didn't log it in, and he's still employed. You've inquired of the NOPD on this particular matter, and the answer is what? No comment?
Oh, yes, no comment. And this is typical. The NOPD typically doesn't comment on active investigations. I'm sure this is pretty extensive. I have never seen a long sheet with so many charges listed against an officer. This is pretty unprecedented. But you have to wonder, well, look, why are we continuing to pay him, fire him, terminate him? This should be go pretty quickly. Now, I do have something. I went through some information I had, and there is some encouraging news here. The NOPD back in 2022 and 2023 they dismissed one officer in 2022, none in 23. But in 2024, nine officers were terminated. And in 2025, there's been 16 officers terminated from the NOPD. Now, I have why they've been terminated, but what is going on is there's house cleaning going on in NOPD, and many of the most questionable officers are being pushed out of the force. Now, and I've got the numbers and the officers and what's going on, and I keep a list of questionable officers. And quite a few of them have been pushed out in the last year and a half, either through retirement, resignation, or simply they've been fired.
One still has to wonder, though, why it takes so long. I mean, if there is a federal investigation, maybe there's a reason there, but typically not. They don't typically ask you to keep somebody employed and keep them on the payroll and keep paying them. I guess he's on administrative leave. Right? He's not showing up for work.
He's on desk duty.
He's on desk duty?
Last I checked, he was on desk duty. That's correct. He's not the only one. We have another officer that was involved in a domestic dispute, and in that he discharged his weapon, and he was arrested for child abuse and domestic violence. He's going into work with an ankle monitor. He's not allowed to have a gun, but he's still going into work. And that was more than 2 years ago. So Officer Kohler is not the only one.
But the Officer Kohler case is one where how do you rehabilitate this individual? I mean, you can't ever put him on a stand, right, to testify. He's got no credibility. You know, I used to say that all the time. You're not in the police business. You're in a credibility business. Once you don't have any credibility, I have no use for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't use you. I can't put you on the stand. We have a difficult time getting successful prosecutions now. I mean, how would you put this individual on a stand? You can't rehabilitate him. It's Brady material. Giglio material. You gotta let them know about it. And you know, I don't understand how they think they're going to rehabilitate this individual. I mean, they're going to assign him to the stalls to clean up horse shit at the stables. I mean, what are they going to do? And I don't mean to be so crude, and I don't mean to sound insensitive, but I mean, this is everyday work
Yep.
In the policing organization, right? I mean, it's not easy. You hold the future of these people's lives, but I mean, they made these choices. He's a choice. He made a choice the day he took down this individual. He made a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was a stupid choice.
Look,
the accountability for this stupid choice, to have the taxpayers paying him $90,000 a year.
Yep.
For some reason, I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out how close he is to retirement. Please don't tell me he's got all these years and he's like close to being able to retire, because then I'm really going to be ticked. I mean, this is not how you reward bad behavior.
Yep. And look, the department is doing something. It's absolutely clear from these recent numbers I went through. The resignations and retirements, when you look at some of them for 2025, many of them are very, very questionable officers with a history of domestic abuse or battery or DWIs. And they have been, or, you know, the recent one was the two officers in the 8th District that recently resigned who were involved in prostitution. There's a third officer involved in that who's still on the force. So there were three officers from the 8th District involved in that. Now the two that have been identified publicly so far have recently resigned from the force. But there's still one on the force.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we don't know the level of his or her complicity in the criminal acts that were.
I've been told. So. It certainly hasn't become publicly available. No. But again, we've had the NOPD terminate 16 officers just in 2025, and we're only in September. And if you read through some of the things these officers were involved in, you would feel much more comfortable with our police force. I think it clearly started to happen in 2024. This is clearly a reflection of a new chief coming in.
And there's no doubt. About it.
Yeah, so I've got to compliment the chief that there is legitimate house cleaning going on. And one of the other things, which is also really encouraging, resignations are down. Good officers are staying in the force. That is very encouraging. So,
no doubt, because if you're a good officer surrounded by bad officers, your longevity in law enforcement is not a real rosy picture, right? And officers recognize that. And you don't get good quality policing when you're surrounded by bad officers, because you never know when they're going to decide that they don't have your back. I've seen that far too many times. You know, and having reviewed every IED file personally from 1995 to 2017, I can tell you, you know, I don't have to read far into the IED file before I know where this set of circumstances or facts are headed. Yeah, I mean, it's just you see stupid, silly, incredibly bad choices made and horrible behavior over and over again. And the sooner you can root it out, the better off you can be. Because you always want to be the leader of an organization that disciplines and arrests more their own than any outside agency having to come in and do that job that you should have done in the first place.
Absolutely right.
You know, and it's difficult. It's not easy when you hold somebody's future in the palm of your hand, you know, and you got to take those those things seriously, but you cannot afford to lose the public trust, right?
Yep. And it's a difficult job.
Yep.
It's a difficult job. And it requires
That's why we're fortunate to have you, someone that's watching and making folks aware of what's going on.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog. Have a great weekend. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.